This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
To Solange for creating such a beautiful album, which we're going to talk about in a minute. We have got the most jam-packed show today you could ever imagine on FUBAR Radio. I am Harriet Rose, joined here by Natalie King, producer extraordinaire. Say hello, Natalie.
Hello, Natalie.
Yes, I love it. I love it when people do that. Anyway, Sticky Blood. We're going to be talking to Sticky Blood, Poppy, AM Sniper, White Lies, Blair, Kid Bookies in the studio, and Phantom Runners. Oh my God, so much going on. This is me chatting to Harry from White Lies just before they go on stage in Amsterdam tonight for their first show of their big tour. Here's
you
Harry.
You are locked into Foo Bar Radio, and I have Harry, lead singer of White Lies, on the phone. We're going to be chatting about your brand new album, Friends, that came out last week. How's it going, Harry? I hear you're already in Amsterdam for your gig tonight.
We are indeed, yes. I'm very well. I'm very excited. First date of our European tour.
So exciting.
It's been a really long time. Been a really long time since we played, so I'm truly looking forward to it. Very excited.
Yeah. Let's kick off first as well about talking about Hold Back Your Love. I think this might be my favourite. I'm not going to lie. I really, really, really like it on the album. It's a really nice song. And you've released the audio video on YouTube. It's out now. And also, of course, it's available on the album. But can you tell us a bit about this track? Like, what does it mean to you? I wanted to hear sort of your side of the story on this one.
I'm a big fan of this song as well. And I think that, there's sort of two sides to the album for me. Like, there's a kind of more traditional White Lies part of the sound, and then there are some songs like this, like Hold Back Your Love.
Yeah.
Like it definitely has a kind of slightly sort of 70s kind of disco groove to it.
That's,
which I really like.
I really liked that, and
it contrasts with the first single, Take Out On Me, which I think is a lot more like, you know, like old school White Lies stuff. I think the first two singles kind of really represent the two sides of the album. But yeah, I'm a big fan of this track. It seems to be going down really well live as well, which I'm really pleased about, because, you know, like when you come out with songs like this, it's always a bit of a risk because it's really quite different to anything we've done before. So I'm really glad that people are picking up on it and enjoying it.
People are just excited to have you back. You know, it's a really exciting, you know, we've had a little break since the last album, of course, Big TV, which was 2013. And so I feel like this album's like a real progression for you guys. It seems to have like changed, but it's also still got all the fundamental White Lies amazingness that we need. How does it feel for you as sort of, you know, as the lead singer and obviously band member, how does the sort of transition from the last album to this album feel?
It's great. You know, I'm really glad that you said that, and I'm really glad that people have kind of picked up on that. I think this is probably our best record since the first one, and it kind of took us three records to get back to some of that, because it's really hard, but it's actually impossible to capture like the feeling and the process by which you approach your first record, because you know you're so naive and you kind of make a lot of the music from a completely kind of from a position where you just don't really know what you're doing, and you kind of make all of these mistakes. And then on your second and third album, we were kind of learning from a lot of those mistakes, but I don't think we were applying necessarily what we were learning in a great way. And on this album, I think we kind of struck a really good balance, and we just kind of took a step back and tried to evaluate what was it about our first and second and third albums that people really liked, and tried to kind of combine all three in one record, I guess.
I think that's really obvious as well from the record.
Yeah, and I think apart from that, I think we really felt like we've just learned a lot and grown up a lot, actually, over the last 10 years. Like, you know, we're kind of moving into a different stage of our lives now, not to get too sort of deep with all of this, but we're in our late 20s and things are kind of changing for us. Like, me and Jack both got married this year.
Congratulations.
And we're kind of, thank you, we're kind of moving all over the world and our lives are changing. And you know, a lot of that is reflected in the record, you know, like it's kind of a coming of age record, I guess.
Yeah, and you have to also represent the journey that you've been on as a band, because, you know, you're a huge band, you've released incredible music already, and to release a record that you feel so wholesome about is really exciting, I think, as well, as a band, you know, as you say, like, you were sort of on a journey with the other ones, and now you really feel like you've reached your destination, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a really good feeling, and I think it's just, you know, I think as the years go by as well, we kind of, or at least I feel like we kind of get closer and closer as a band. You know, like, we've always been really, really good friends, but I think we become better friends as time goes on, which is really great.
That's what we want to hear as an audience, as well.
Yeah, and I think it's the biggest challenge of playing in a band together, you know, is like, the first thing to go is that you fall out with each other, like, you're just not as good a friend as you were. I mean, it's really hard to tour and make music together if that's the case, but it's always been the opposite of that for us. Like, we we just seem to get closer and closer to each other, which is lovely.
And on that note, the closeness, you're about to kick off, as you said, your tour, first stop Amsterdam, which is tonight, and you're going to be going all over Europe and coming back to London. A lot of the dates are sold out, including the London day, which is really exciting, but you must be just gagging to get back out on stage. Are you sort of like a little bit frightened, or do you feel just fully ready to get going with it?
We played our first shows last week in London, like as an introduction to the record, you know, the week of release, and we were really nervous. It was definitely a bit of a shock to the system to be playing again together after kind of 2 years away, you mm-hmm. know. And it felt like we had to relearn like a whole lot of stuff. But, you know, after a couple of songs, I think we really felt like we'd settled into it, and it just felt like we hadn't been away at all. I'm just really excited. I'm just looking forward to the whole thing. I can't wait. And there's so many great stops on this tour, and so many great venues that we've played before, and just looking forward to getting back out there and saying hello to all of our fans and playing again. It's going to be really, it's going to be really fun.
Well, we're excited to have you back, Harry, and thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on Fubar Radio. Before we go and I let you go and sort of prep for tonight, I've got one more question for you, and it's sort of a game I play on my radio show. It's called Desert Island Dicks. And in this game, I need you to answer on behalf of White Lies for me. I'm going to stick you on a desert island, and I'm sticking you on that desert island with the worst possible song you can imagine being there with. So this song is going to be with you, stuck there for the entire duration of your time on this island. What would be the worst possible song you could imagine being stuck with on this desert island on behalf of White Lies?
Oh gosh, that's a really difficult question. Like, it's hard enough to answer what your favourite records are, let alone your least favourite.
Well, it can be a song that you maybe like as well, but you just got sick of it and you can't bear to listen to it anymore.
Well, that could be any song, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I think if you listen to any piece of music over and over again, you'd probably get very bored of it. But, I don't know, perhaps something by Aqua, like Barbie Girl. I love that song whenever it comes on, but you only need to listen to it once, really, don't you? And if you listen to it any more than that, I think you'd really struggle.
I completely agree, although I must admit that I did have their entire album, if you can believe they actually did a whole album. I did actually own that when I was a youngster. Anyway, Harry, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Fubar Radio. Thank you so much. Good luck with the tour. We can't wait to see you in London in a couple of weeks. And congratulations on the brand new album.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.
I'd go out, right out, for a heart in a heartless town. I'd come unwound, and this love, my love, isn't all that I thought. Am I no one without someone to need?
Now you know that I need it. Hold back your love. You know that. presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Go Brown.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me now that I know the show is called Back Row and Chill. And like, what happens at the end of this show?
Originally, when we were like thinking up ideas for the show, Noel was like, I think it should be called Fingered in the Back Row. I was like,
wow. You can tell that Noel was my age though, because Fingered in the Back Row was definitely something we did in the 90s, you know. That was definitely a pastime when you could still smoke in the cinema. Yeah.
Back in the
days.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Bottle tops of enough to fill my pocket. Touch is not enough to bring me home.
That is Ritual's brand new single, Bottle Tops, featuring Mononoke. I absolutely love them. If you haven't checked them out already, you can find them on Twitter at Ritual_music. These guys are a powerhouse. They are producing some of the biggest songs you're listening to on the radio right now. Plus, they've got their own thing going on. And they are in and out of all over the country doing, making different kinds of music. So you need to check them out and follow them because they're going to be big, big, big ting. Right, so we're going to go straight into music news and reviews now, which I'm very excited about. We have got the most jam-packed show today. I don't even know what is going on, which is really exciting though, isn't it, Nat?
Very exciting.
Nat's got her own section of music news and reviews today. She's going to be talking about Craigie David because she went down to the album launch last week. Yep. When I couldn't make it and I nearly cried.
And what a night you missed.
I know. We're going to be talking about that in a hot minute, but first I would like to talk about Solange and A Seat at the Table. Thank you, Solange, for that. Or Solange, depending on how posh you are. And I'm not that posh, so I'm Solange.
I'd go Solange as well.
Cranes in the Sky, we opened the show with that, and it's a banger. She's created just a beautiful masterpiece. She's bowled everyone. It's kind of like when Frank Ocean dropped his album, everyone was like, oh my God, this is incredible. She's just waited a long time and then dropped a sick... Also, the collaborations on it are nuts. But we always knew it. She had it coming.
It's been a while. It's been a long wait.
Yeah, but I like that I've waited. And also, I like the separation from Beyonce. If you don't realise that Solange's sister is Beyonce, then I don't know you've been. But there's such a separation. There's no sort of, like, real links to the two... Well, obviously, you know, similar styles of music, but like she hasn't copied her sister. Basically, is what I'm trying to
not
get
at
all,
out. No.
Also, I think Kelly Rowland features on the album as well. I think they're actually really good friends, which doesn't surprise me because obviously Destiny's Child must have been a big part of her life.
Yeah. And they grew up together, Kelly and Beyonce, and therefore Solange as well.
The four. we are. I'm going to let you talk. Firstly, I'm going to let you talk about Craig David, and then I'm going to talk about where I was when you were at Craig David.
Okay.
So you can kick off.
I went down to Craig David's album launch party.
I don't know how on earth she got allowed into that, honestly.
I'm not sure either. I took Julia from here, who, as we all know, is very much in love with Craig David, like for real.
Yeah.
We went in there to tape in Mayfair, and he came on stage. We waited there for a while. Thought, what's happening here? Came on stage about 9:15. Not only, I thought, an album launch party, you've been to before, play a couple of songs, here's some songs, great, bye. He did a gig. He was on stage for well over an hour, immediately opened with a bit of Faux Selector to start with.
Shut up.
First song in. Doing his own mixing on the desk.
That's because I've seen him live before, and he does, because that's what his thing is.
Yeah.
Before he started Craig David again, he was doing basically live DJ, where he would DJ, sing, and basically do everything, spin plates on his head. And,
yeah, he did. And then he got Big Nasty on stage. He came on stage and said,
"Who's been on this show on FUBAR Radio?" We've had both of them.
Yes, we have.
We've had the whole family on the show.
Craig and Nasty. Well, they said they were brothers from another mother. So, and they had a lovely moment on stage.
The way you just said that was so cute.
Oh.
Brothers from another mother.
Because
Brother from another mother. There's not brother from another mother.
It's because I forgot how the second bit went. I had a moment to pause to think.
No, you did it very well.
Thank you. Yes, so they were on stage. At one point well, Julia said, "That's Big Nasty behind you," and I said, "Sure." And I looked around, and he was just literally behind me, but not in a creepy way.
The way you said that was a little bit, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So he's a very nice guy as well. He was lovely, wasn't he, when he came on the show?
Well, they talked about how Craig has, you know, had a moment of high, and he's been away for a bit, but he's back now, and he was giving out props to everybody for embracing him. But it was a lot of good. Other people were just milling about. Mike Skinner from The Streets was there.
Sick.
Corrupt FM. They were all just hanging around there.
Sick.
So it was a very good evening.
Evening for you, Nat.
Star-studded.
And you, of course.
And of course I was there, yeah. And but he played kind of for so long. It was great. But there wasn't, you know, sometimes, you know, they finish on stage and then some songs come on and you sort of gently make your way out. It was literally, couldn't get him off. He played for so long.
The
lights went up as soon as he came off stage and it was like, get out, because people were actually waiting to come in the club outside.
I know. That happens at tape a lot. I've been chucked out of tape and put back in so many times. That is fantastic. I was really, really gutted to have missed it. And to miss a night out with you and Julia, because that would be amazing.
That was good. It was just a lovely moment of everybody sort of embracing him. It was packed.
I mean, who wouldn't embrace Craig David? He's an absolute don. Whilst you were there, I was getting the shit scared out of me at Thorpe Park. So I got invited down to Fright Night, where I had my picture taken with a pair of the scariest clowns I think I've ever seen. And basically, it was like all my dreams come true, because it was being in a theme park after hours where there's like no one else there. It's just you and a bunch of celebrities. Jordan Dunn was there, the model.
Yes.
Oh. And the guy, the lead from Star Wars.
Mark Hamill? Or
no.
The new Star Wars?
John
Boyega.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is gorgeous.
Yes. Yes,
he was there. And loads of like random... Oh, actually, Lizzie Cundy was there.
Yeah.
Loads of people. It was really fun. And I literally got scared shitless. There's like a Blair Witch thing. A lot of it was like walking through stuff and being scared, being terrified. Also, you know, obviously free drinks and stuff. So that culminated into me at one point actually just freezing and not being able, because there's a giant clown sort of looming above me and I had to walk underneath him to get through this section of scare, and I just couldn't do it. I had to be pushed through by a random person who was like, you need to get a grip and walk through. You would have absolutely hated it.
I would, yeah. I
but it
know
was
that.
So fun. And going on rides, I don't know if you've ever done it, going on rides in the dark made me realise that I'm a complete pussy now and I can't do it. It's too scary. Well, rides are too scary. I used to love them when I was younger and now I'm just terrified.
What rides, though? Fast rides?
Yeah, like the Saw ride where go, it's awful. And also the Saw walk around where you're like, people are chasing you. I mean,
I wouldn't go on it in daylight. I
no.
Dark.
It, but thank you to Thorpe Park and Fright Night for letting me come. And then the next night, I then went to Tully's Farm, which is in the middle of nowhere. And it is the kind of place where you're like, I could get murdered here. And it was incredible. I have never been so scared in my entire life. All the people I was with, we like literally shit ourselves. It was so scary. People chasing you with real life chainsaws. Yeah. But what they'd done is taken the spikes out. So it still smelled, sounded and looked like a chainsaw. And they were like literally touching you with it. So it was, and you were being chased around houses. I got like, there was a clown, whole like 20 minute clown situation where you had to walk through and get attacked by clowns. God. But props to those guys because I was terrified.
I think I saw a photo on Twitter or Instagram of you. Were you doing a Children of the Corn type thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what.
But then I was actually real life scared about doing that because it was actually a cornfield. So it's set in a place where you're like, I could die tonight. And like that.
No one would know.
That could happen.
Oh my God.
And it was like a celebrity night. So there was loads of X Factor people and all the kids that were there were just going mental for these people. They were like running after them, screaming like little, you know, they're like the little boys in X Factor who like singers. And it was really cute to watch, to be honest.
Oh, well.
But I did get scared so severely that I nearly weed myself.
But you'll go back next year.
Oh, my God. Every year, without fail, 110%, I will be there. I will not be square.
It's weird that I don't like that sort of thing because I do love a horror film, so I don't really understand.
Well, I think I should take you and then you can judge for yourself whether you're able to take it. Also, today, I was really excited because I went down to Trace Publicity, did a little press day today, and I got given an incredible Muriel's Kitchen lunch. So if anyone's heard of Muriel's Kitchen, you need to eat this stuff. It's like proper, like organic, wholesome, yummy food. I actually still feel a little bit sick because I ate too much.
Goodness.
I got my nails done. I got free coffee. It was just like one of those days where you're just like, I'm being pampered. But the most important thing was that I spoke to Nikki, who runs and owns Wild at Heart Foundation, which is a foundation that they rescue dogs and animals from all over the world, specifically places like Lesbos in Greece, where there's obviously the economic downturn has led to a lot of animals just being let out of houses. And they're just like, you've got to go because we can't afford to keep you. So they literally go, they vaccinate the animals, they make sure they're safe, and then they organise for people to adopt them in the UK or anywhere, you know, in a safe place that's got enough money to look after it. And we're going to get her on next week because we're going to do a really, really extra special prize that she's going to announce what it is next week. But honestly, if people don't, I want to win it, basically. Is that possible? Can I win
it? No, I'm afraid it's not. But
right.
I can, so it's fine.
So prep yourselves for that. We're going to be tweeting out all the details, but we're going to basically do a competition for donating money to the charity, and it's the best prize ever.
Is it a night out with Childish Gambino?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Well, no, sadly not, but I'm going to do that for you
Thank
for
you.
Your birthday next
Thank
year.
Thank you very much.
maybe.
Christmas?
No, Christmas is a bit close.
Okay.
But yeah, everybody please go and check out the charity because it's amazing, and their hashtag is Pause for Thought, so please check them out. And Nikki is amazing. She does incredible things, so we're going to have her on the show next week. And finally, before we're about to get our next guest in, which I'm really excited about, I wanted to let you know about, I went to stay at this hotel with my mum and it was so amazing, I have to speak about it. So I took my mum to Falsley Hall, which is like part of hand-picked hotels. They're absolutely beautiful, but they treated us so well. We had a spa. You know when you go away with your mum, she was literally mind blown. But if anyone wants a little weekend away or a night away, funnily enough, I bumped into two friends who were there from London randomly. It's that kind of place where you just go and relax. And it's like, basically, I want to get married there, I think.
Do you think that'd be okay?
I will arrange that for you.
Aren't you going to officiate the wedding?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get ordained just for that.
I'm not engaged, but I'm working on it.
Hint.
Yeah. Right, we're going to get our next guest in, but first we're going to play a little bit of music from you. This is brand new Niall Horan, and after that we're going to play brand new The Weeknd, and up after that it's Blair. I'm very excited. Let's play some music.
Waking up to kiss you when nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the stars.
Brainiac.
Welcome back to Fubar Radio. I am joined by Blair in the studio right now, and we're going to be chatting about her new single, Love BPM, which is out now. How's it going?
Yes, it's going amazing. I mean, today could not be any better.
Are you having fun already?
I am.
You've been sat in there listening to us, haven't you?
I have.
Do you think we're crazy in here a little bit?
Yeah, but a good crazy.
Yeah, good kind of crazy.
Yeah, like the kind of crazy that I want to hang out with.
That you're interested in. This is I totally agree. When I hear other crazy people, I'm like, hey, let's talk.
Right?
Let's talk about Love BPM. It's a banger. Okay. And we've got an extra special exclusive that we're going to be playing in a little minute. Would you like to announce the exclusive?
Yes. Thank you. So I brought for you guys, you ladies, the Love BPM remix that's produced by none other than SX, featuring Ms. Banks.
Whoa!
Yes.
Play exclusive for Fubar Radio today.
Yes.
We are so excited to have you here, Blair. And we want to hear more about this music. So let's start off with the original.
Okay.
How did it come about? What was the process for you for Love BPM?
We were finishing up a very long kind of recording process. And I came in the studio and I said, hey, I want to make a love song, but I want to make a love song with balls. So let's work it out.
Yeah.
And you know, 14 hours later, we were finished with Love BPM.
Sick.
And I was like, all right, let's roll with this. This is what's up.
And what happened with the remix? How did Ms. Banks get involved?
Well, it was pitched to me that, you know, we should do kind of a grime take on this.
Yeah.
Because I was starting to get into doing some refixes myself, and I wanted to work with a grime artist. And I said, absolutely, all day long, but I must have a female MC.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy on it.
Yeah.
You know, because that was kind of thrown out, like, well, we should get it from a guy's perspective, how this feels. I was like, that's not going to work. So I need, like, you know, a badass female MC on this.
And Miss Banks is smashing it right now.
Yeah,
so she's like the perfect person to get on the
track.
Yeah,
she is fierce inside, outside, up, down, whatever. She's thebomb.com right now.
And I wanted to note a quote that you said. This is about your EP, The Pledge.
Yeah.
This is a pledge to be comfortable in your own skin and to be open about wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah.
I really like that, but I wanted to hear more about it, like where it came from. Obviously, is that the whole EP, or do you feel like that's just Love BPM for you?
No, I think it's the whole EP.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to make sure that people get that out of every song, all three songs that are on the EP. There's a story to it about just being comfortable. Like if you're like with Love BPM, if you're into a person and you need to make it clear to them, I am into you. But if you fuck me over, we have a problem.
Yeah.
That's basically what the premise of the song is about. And you know, I feel like there shouldn't be any problem like being honest with people. I can work with honesty, and and if you're dishonest, then, you know, I can't work with you.
You're gonna hear about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I want people to understand that it's okay to have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be expressive.
Yeah.
Don't hold that shit in. Let it out.
And what, you know? Tell us about the other two tracks on The Pledge, the EP.
Okay, so another track on the EP is called I'm Invincible, and it's just Swag 101, right? So
I like that for a name of song, by the way.
Swag 101.
Future, like, song, you should call something Swag 101.
Yeah,
like, that's
right?
Like one of the best phrases I've ever heard.
I'm going to teach a lecture on Swag 101.
Yes, hello, and welcome to Swag 101.
Exactly. So that song is just about, like, calling all the shots and making sure people know, like, hey, I'm a boss, and I'm good. Are you good? Cool.
Yeah.
We can be good together. And then Feel So Right. That song is really just about being open with, as a woman, seeing how I wrote it from a female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Just being, you know, open. Like if you want to get it on like right away, cool. You know, no judgment. If you want to make him wait or her wait, you know, whichever, that's cool too. But, you know,
do your thing.
That's really like what this record is about. It's just like doing your thing and, you know, owning it. You know, I'm all about owning stuff right now in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So
do you feel as like a woman in the music industry, do you feel that comes into it a lot for you? Because obviously women in the music industry over history have struggled in the sense that, you know, women have struggled in history, you know, full stop.
Yeah.
But right now women are sort of taking over and taking the lead and doing this vibe of like, you know, Solange has done it, Beyonce's just done it with her most recent album, like taking, I'm a woman and I'm making this about being a woman and being powerful and being strong. Do you feel that that infiltrates your music as well?
Absolutely. You know, I think we spend so much time, like, you know, growing up kind of being embarrassed at times or ashamed of being a woman.
Yeah.
And I just, or as a female, I should say. But then when you become a woman and, you know, really owning it and having freedom to do different things, I mean, you know, we are very fortunate to do the things that we can, you know, from the entertainment perspective. And so I couldn't hold that back. I couldn't not celebrate me being a woman and me being just open about just who I am and celebrating it. You know?
I think that's so important. And a lot of the women that come through this studio have the same, you know, vibe. And that's so important right now. It's important for everyone. All, you know, it's important for men to feel that as well.
Right.
About other women, you know. It's important for everybody to think about. Now, back to the EP, The Pledge.
Yes.
Are you going to be touring? Are you going to be playing any live shows with this one?
I am going to start playing live shows around the release date. So the EP itself comes out November 18th.
Very exciting.
So, yeah. So
but the single is out now, so we can get the single Love BPM right now.
Absolutely. You can listen to it right now, the remix as well as the original. But the full Pledge itself, the full first part of my story here, you'll be able to hear the whole thing on November 18th. And then, like, one of the reasons why I'm here is not just recording, but we are actually in rehearsals for said shows.
Ooh.
So I'm very, very excited. We've got, like, some really, really cool.
Will these be your first UK shows?
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So I've kind of been asking some of my other UK artists, like, so what's the crowd like here?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to get tomatoes thrown at me?
Never.
And they're like, no.
We're very polite here.
Yeah. And they're like, they're going to embrace the shit out of you. Like, don't even worry about it.
I also love the music, and I think it will transcend with UK audiences so much.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
I hope. What's the chances of getting a little appearance from Miss Banks on one of the shows? Who knows?
Who knows?
I'd love to see you two perform live together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I would say,
I'm putting that out into the universe right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say the chances of that are good.
Yes. That's so exciting. You said first part of the story. What's next? What's coming up next for you?
So next, I am releasing a mixtape.
Sick.
And then there's part two of this is actually one of three EPs.
Ooh,
that I'm going to
nice.
Be releasing in the next few months. So 2017 is going to be pretty insane.
It's going to be very busy for you.
Yes, yes.
Are
yes,
you
yes.
ready for it?
I think so. I better be. You know, I don't have any off switch. So it's you know, it can't be any cooler than to be me right now.
Well, I can't wait to see what's coming for Blair in 2017.
Yes.
Before you go, I play a little game on the show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, don't be scared. In this game, I send you to a desert island.
Okay.
And on that desert island, I'm sticking you there with one shit awful song.
Oh.
That you can't bear to be stuck with on this desert island. Now, it can be a song that you once liked, but you've heard it so many times you can't bear it, like, you know, Happy by Pharrell or something like that. Or it can be a song that you just straight up cannot stand.
Right.
And you've got to tell me the first one that came into your head, and don't be scared because they're probably not listening.
No, I know exactly what it is. I have two young nieces. One is 6 and one is 4. And if I hear Let It Go one more time, I am going to slit my wrists twice.
That is definitely a song that could not be You could not, like, yeah. Although I think I'd quite enjoy, like, belting that out for, like, the first 5 times I heard it on the desert island. And then after that, I just want to put my head under the water.
Right.
Forever. Right. Well, Blair, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're excited for the pledge. And go and listen to Love BPM now. You can get it all. And also, November the 18th.
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
pledge is going to be out. We're really excited to hear it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come back.
I will. I'll be back next month. So hopefully you ladies will have me in.
Oh, my
again.
God. 100%. Please, can you introduce your single for us to play?
Yes,
now?
Thank you. This is Love BPM featuring Ms. Banks. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I will talk to you soon.
FUBAR Radio exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
L-O-V-E. But if you tell me any lies from the start, test me, I'll break your heart.
Baby, you don't wanna play. Baby, you don't wanna play. Baby, you don't wanna play.
I'm the type of girl who needs honesty. Can't afford a fresh young love. And if you think another thought is better than me, test me, I'll break your heart.
Baby, you don't wanna play. Baby, you don't wanna play.
Pretty, we ain't the same. Console you, but I do not play the game. No care for fancy cars, stay in your lane. I gave you the time of day and I don't mess with lames. So R-E-S-P-E-C-T, me, L-O-V-E, me. Maybe you see I'm special, I'm not your ordinary. Extraordinary, I'm about we. No French, I don't play the bench. So if you lose me, it's at your own expense. I spit fire and I think with you I got a spark. So fix up or I'ma come around and break hearts. If you think you're gonna run again, let me break it down for you honestly. Test me, I'll break your heart.
Baby, you don't wanna play. Baby, you don't wanna play. Baby, you don't wanna play.
From Cyprus with AM Sniper. How's it going?
What's up, Harry? How you doing, baby?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fucking amazing.
You bet. I bet you are. You're sunny. Is the sun shining over there?
Yeah, of course. Oh. That's the reason why we're here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, gotta shine.
Well, let's kick off firstly by talking about your fantastic summer that you've just had in Iron Napa. You've had mm-hmm. Lethal Bizzle gigs, Skepta down with you, Section Boys, mm-hmm. Becky Stormzy, and more. Have you had another incredible summer down there?
Yeah, always. That's my platform. Obviously, big up everyone that comes through every summer, whether it's like their first time out this past summer, if they're coming next summer, if they've been coming, because obviously there's a lot of people that, you know, are regulars out here, fellow Napians. You get me? So it's a vibe. It's been incredible.
When it's all over, do you sort of sleep for like a week?
Yeah, I hibernate for the whole of winter.
No, I'm playing.
No, I mean, do you know what it is? Like, I'm working on my debut album.
Which is incredibly exciting.
Well, yeah.
We're really looking
amazing,
forward to
actually.
That.
I'm gonna make some. Yeah, the album's incredible. It's a moment of history for everyone. Like, I'm very confident that what we're bringing is probably one of the best albums to come out of this region ever. So, definitely happy about it. So, I mean, working on the album, I think after a night after summer is a perfect way to sort of go back in the cave.
You know,
work up the music, touch it up, and it works for me before, let's say, my first tour and getting out of Napa and bringing it to, obviously, to the UK and then around the rest of Europe and hopefully soon America. So,
and you've given us a little taste with For What, which is featuring Wiley. You're back again with Wiley.
My big bro.
After Bus Pass,
my neighbour.
Tell me what it was like neighbor. Working with Wiley again.
When I first was, decided to do a collabo with him, there was a lot of, like, eyebrows raised, and they were like, oh, but, he never comes to videos, he's not easy to work with, to be fair, I never experienced that. Like, my collaboration, like, working with Wiley, he's probably one of the most professional artists I've ever collaborated with. Obviously, like, man's a boss in it, so man's not going to be treated in a certain way. By people. People respect me because I respect them. We're all equivalent in this world anyway. So the way that Wiley worked with me, like, he shows up at the videos, he delivers the verses. I've worked with people that are a lot slower and unprofessional than him, and fuck them. Anyway, I want to talk about them.
Yeah. And he's been in the game a while. He knows how to play it. He knows how to do it. And he knows how to make a sick tune, which you both have with this one.
Yeah. It's a banger. No doubt.
I absolutely love it. And also, it really excites me that you're sort of going to go and hibernate now and work on the debut album. It's kind of good as well, because you're going to hide away from the sun for a bit. I bet you've had too much sun this year.
Nah, to be fair, if you actually see me, I look like a vampire. Like, the sun don't even touch me. Like,
yeah.
we stay up all night. Like, we're children of the night. I mean, we don't get time to see the sun. That's annoying. Like, a lot of people are telling me, for someone that... move to Cyprus out of South London, you're really not making it obvious that you live in Cyprus, are you? And people are telling me I should make more of an effort getting a tan. But obviously, right now, my only priority is being lost in my music. And a lot of that music is created during the night hours. So
yeah.
We're on our vampire flex at the moment. But obviously, when man retires, man's going to have that sick tan.
Yeah, you're going to have a deep tan then.
Yeah, definitely.
So the track itself, it sort of gives the impression that it's making a comment on the music industry right now and sort of people and things going on in the music industry. What's your take on it? What does it mean to you?
I mean, to be fair, I don't really care. Like, I don't care about the music business. A lot of people care about the music business. I just care about the music.
Yeah.
And what kind of gets me excited is that we just make music that we like, and previously in my career I've been derailed by so many people that just wanted a piece of my pie. But at the end of the day, it's my pie. I developed it. I developed Iron Apple. I developed my sound. And it's like, those who like it and fucks with me, I fucks with them. Those that don't like it, I don't really care. A lot of people can come talking, numbers and how you're meant to promote a record, but to me, I just like the organic vibe of it. We put it out. I told my fans on Snapchat, go on Spotify and stream it. And the track is number 25 in the UK viral chart.
Yeah, and it's exclusively available on Spotify, isn't it, as well? So everyone can go and check it out.
It's everywhere. I can't say that. I mean, it's available everywhere. If you want to get the track, you can get it. But in terms of Spotify, we just like the way they're set up as a platform, because it's easier to gauge what your fans want and to build a track on that platform. So if you're an independent artist or a new artist, Spotify is definitely a place where you can say, all right, this didn't work, that didn't work, because no one's born a legend. You get me? You make yourself something wherever you're from, or, whatever situation you're caught up in, you make yourself who you are. So nothing will happen overnight. It takes a lot of hard work, blood, sweat and tears and a lot of effort. So Spotify allows that work to be transformed into, let's say, results.
And it's working
for you. And
that's
why we like it.
25 in the viral chart right now, which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's just us. It's me, Louis, Georgie, Cyan, you know, a couple men, and we're just working, doing what we're doing, and we're not really concerned with how the industry works. And the record was For What? It's like, a lot of people talk like, yeah, like, man did this the other day, and man's got racks, and I'm like, yeah, well, all right, you know, you're doing that and that, but for what? Like,
yeah.
It's like, at the end of the day, what's going to stay is the music, man, and that's what really excites us, because we're going to live forever and no one can stop that, so we're gassed.
We're excited, and more of this to come with the album, I hope.
Yeah. There's some interesting collaborations. I'm meant to be in the studio in Miami soon, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Who's in Miami? I wonder who that's.
I don't want to say, man. Like, I don't want to say, but it's definitely one of the all-time greats in this whole hip-hop game. So
maybe you
You
can come in and give us a little exclusive when it's coming out, and you can let us know what's going to happen with it when you've done it.
5 seconds.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'll give you five seconds.
Okay, if 5 seconds is enough for me.
Any more, then we're going to have to negotiate twerking in the studio and stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Fine. I'll do that anyway. You probably ask me all not right. to. You'll be like, no, don't all right, stop.
Cool. I'll give you 20 then.
Okay,
I'll give you 20 seconds then. Yeah, we vibe with the twerk. Yeah, we're twerk supporters. Vote for the twerk. 2017 hashtag.
So you've obviously, as an artist, you've had a great career in music. Obviously, So Solid Days, we can't forget those. An incredible career, you know, platinum selling stuff there. And also, you're doing the Iron Appa stuff, and you're doing your solo career, and you're collaborating. Do you think it's important for artists to do what you're doing, which is like open up and sort of work in all areas of not just music?
Hell no, don't do what I'm doing. I want to be on my own.
yeah. So you know
go
it's working.
Go start to a record label, get managers. For the label to, you know, polish your shit, and then once they polish your shit, then, you know, obviously, you know, stay there like a normal, like, zombie, like a pawn, and just wait for them to tell you where to go. Like, today you have to do this, today you have to do... Nah, I mean, I'm not... I don't really feel like that. I mean, So Solid, man, was a kid. I didn't really do nothing, man. Like, I was just lucky that, you know, Iron Appa started at that time, and, you know, I being from Tooting, South London, I obviously linked up with Mega and Miss Dynamite, and it was just a good connection, and then Oxide and Neutrino, and it happened naturally. And I was just DJing, and I was a kid, you know, like, I was the youngest member in the crew, like, apart from the So Solid kids, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, that experience to me, I don't even see it as me, because it wasn't me, it was So Solid, and I was part of that.
Yeah.
So I sort of felt like I enrolled into a university of urban sound, and obviously man was qualified with distinctions out of it, but that wasn't me. And in terms of what I've achieved, I haven't done nothing. Like, if you look at how many things people have achieved in the last, let's say, decade, there's so many artists that are at the top of their game, but I think what I've managed to achieve is creative freedom at the moment. Like, that's what I'm celebrating for the last couple of years, because I've been influenced by a lot of people, and unfortunately, they were the wrong people. But obviously, fuck you guys, because man's doing it now, so you're probably, you know, like, I don't really give a fuck. But I'm just saying that I'm just happy that just by being myself, people like it. Other people hate it, but it's irrelevant, because, you know, me and my Snapchat is my new platform.
Yeah.
Or me and my Instagram is my new platform. And whether people like us or not, we're always going to pop up in those viral charts, in the charts, in the music game. And you're always going to see us. We're not going to go away. So we're either going to be anti-heroes, heroes, pests, or, you know, whatever we are, vigilantes, we're still going to be there. And I think that's the key if you really enjoy making music. Because some people, once they see they can't make the money they want to make, they dip out. Or if they feel they've achieved what they needed and they made the money, they dip out again. But for me, I was born to do this. So in every shape and form that we do it, we produce everything. Obviously, Shivat produced For What, who is sort of, me and him are a production team. So everything that we do is in-house, and we was meant to be doing this. So it's not really, for me, it doesn't seem like, oh, wow, I'm doing this and it's incredible, because this is what I do. So
Well, this is what we like to hear.
Have the opportunities. Yeah, yeah.
Before you head off, I'm gonna play a little game with you that we play on our show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, don't be shocked. It's
what?
It's not
what?
It's not what you
pause,
think.
Pause. My skeever looking at me thinking, what am I listening to? She just played a jingle and it said, Desert Island Dick. And I'm thinking, what the...
Don't worry, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, but I don't play games, babe. You didn't warn me about this. Tell me.
I think you're going to like it. So I'm going to stick you on a desert island, yeah? And on that desert island, I'm giving you one song. And that one song is the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with on a desert island. And that is Desert Island Dick.
All right, so let's call let's imagine that desert island is Ibiza. Yeah. Fuck Ibiza. Because I'm beefing with Ibiza. You know, other rappers beef with rappers.
Yeah.
I'm beefing with the island because they're trying to pretend they're better than Napa, but they're not. So
okay. Obviously,
let's pretend that desert island is Ibiza. And then what's that shit song about he took a pill in Ibiza, all them pill popping?
Mike Posner, yes.
So,
Snipers, Desert Island Dick.
Yeah, is that motherfucker. What's his name again?
Mike Posner, and it's like called Took a Pill in Ibiza, I think it is actually just called that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and people take into that shit like, woo, let's take a pill in Ibiza, let's show the kids that it's good to take pills, but let's ban weed and stuff. Nah, man, that's my desert island dick.
Oh my God, that is a very good desert island dick, because not only is it a shit song, but also the meaning behind your reason is very good as well.
Yeah, because people want to promote pills, but then they'll go and talk about grime and, you know, people doing their thing about, oh, they smoke weed and blah. Yeah, come on. Propagandists. Fuck celebrities, man.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us about For What and everything that's going on with you. Would you mind introducing your brand new single for us, which everyone can go and check out the video at the end of October. It's 25 on the viral chart right now on Spotify. So go and listen more right now. You can go and check it out on Spotify, For What featuring Wiley. But yeah, could you just introduce it before we go?
Yeah. Yo, this is AM Sniper and I'm with my main chick, Harriet, on FUBAR, and right now you're going to listen to my brand new single featuring Wiley called For What. Yep.
Wheel up when you hear me say what. Marsh pit when I spit. You in it for what? You do it for who? You flip it for what? Who? Huh? You for what? In it for what? Do it for who? Flip it for what? Who? Huh? You for what? I can act up, not go jail. For what? Hashtag Gareth Bale. For what? Act up, then get slapped. For what? Slapped up on my snap. For what? Snapchat full of my zombies.
What?
Winning is one of our hobbies.
What?
Never relate to the phones.
What?
Spitting bars just like the OGs.
What?
Punch man with a punchline. Bar for bar, that's what you call a bar line. Bar for bar, that's what you call a bar fight. Bar for bar, that's what you call a good night.
What?
Talk about hits, I an apple and platinum. 24 carats, Seattle are cutting them. Got a new crib and it's looking like Buckingham. Me being famous and broke, I'm not having it.
I get it, I get it.
You in it for what?
We get it.
You do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
You flip it for what?
We do it like crazy.
You for what?
I get it.
In it for what?
We get it.
Do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
Flip it for what?
We do it like crazy.
You for what?
Switch it up and go pop.
For what?
Pissed if a man gets dropped.
For what?
Cause the sales didn't say a lot.
For what?
The label's pockets, that's what?
For what?
Step into the office like what?
What?
They wanna try dance remix.
What?
Could sell in other territories.
What?
Get your name out, hear the stories.
What?
Stepped in the game with a tenner for the subs. Say £60, go cut two dubs. Life got hard, then man had to burn two buds. Just to keep calm when I roll to the clubs. Just to keep calm when I handle the fame. Now I can handle the game. Might seem weak for the Liverpool heights. We don't pet, we shower them down like rain.
You in it for what?
We get it.
You do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
You flip it for what?
We do it like crazy.
You for what?
I get it.
In it for what?
We get it.
Do it for who?
We get it like crazy.
Flip it for what?
We do it like crazy.
You for what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
presents
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Wrestle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we talk about bum leakings.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally you go on radio and it's like no swearing. Walk in and it's just straight up like, yeah, I use my thumb for
this. That's
it's
just like,
it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
None of that, not on my watch.
Walk in there, yeah, mate, have you had your bum leak, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD, we just talk about this.
Yeah, that's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Please, man, pretty please with a cherry on top, King. The weather cold, the weather so. Chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feathered road. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin. But you acting young, and you hella grown. Okay, she giving me love, but it fuck my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, sometimes we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. If either or I be there, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, I heard she got a man, homie. Yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me. Yeah. But he should see the way she dance on me. Yeah. Wishing I ain't had no pants on me.
Sick featuring ASAP Rocky. I'm very excited to be joined by Adam from Phantom Runners in the studio right now. You've just dropped your new single First Time, and we're going to have a little chit chat about how's it going.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, it's been like a bit of a whirlwind recently. I've just been so busy doing so many different things, but yeah, no, it's really cool. Like, for the track's been out a few weeks, but yeah, it's like it's great fun.
How's it going? So tell me a bit about where First Time came from. Like, what's the backstory of this one?
It's a bit convoluted, but I could tell you that, like, it sort of evolved from like 5 years ago, from like sort of that idea. We're at a festival, people were sort of chasing this kind of buzz.
Yeah.
You know, different kinds of buzzes.
Yeah. I know what you're getting at.
And it kind of like got the concept and made it into like a relationship thing where you're kind of chasing that sort of first rush when you meet somebody.
Yeah.
And it kind of evolved into a song over quite a few years. But It was just always in the background. I finally put it together a few months ago, so yeah.
And you've been getting some really good feedback from it, haven't you, as well? Obviously, I can see Line of Best Fit called it a true pop gem.
Yeah,
Like Nylon have been talking about it, Q Magazine. Was it sort of exciting when you first started hearing this feedback from such big, you know, journalistic areas?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking it's either going to get, you know, slated as it's just a too nostalgic or too 80s or too this, but yeah, it got some really cool reviews actually, and they saw it as something that was relevant and it still feels urgent. So yeah.
And it's a different vibe because Phantom Runners started off as quite a different sounding band,
yeah.
But you've sort of like evolved and changed over time, haven't you? And is this like, because this is the first track from the album that you're working on, right? The
yeah.
first track has come from the new album. So what's changed for you? Like how do you feel that Phantom Runners have evolved?
Well, it's a bit of a crazy story. I'll probably write a biography one day, I think, like, because it started as me and my brother,
yeah.
like making tunes in my dad's like attic, basically, and then
yeah.
then it turned into like a band in Brighton, and then I kind of got into the production thing more, and I basically decided that I was better sort of working on my own and collaborating with mm-hmm. people, with different artists, so with like different girls like who were already, you know, doing their thing. I'm bringing them on board, so
because obviously this is featuring Brooke Bailey.
Brooke Bailey, yeah. She's so totally like an undersung artist at the moment. She's like she literally put it down in like 3 minutes, that track.
Yeah, I really, really yeah. love the vibe of the tune. Actually, I really like it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, her voice just she totally made it. So yeah, I'm, you know, it's a blessing to have been working with her, especially. But I'm also working with some other artists as well. Like I don't know if you've heard of Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to do a track with me on the next single, and there's all sorts of stuff really.
So how far away are we from the album? What's going on there?
It's like I've got a million different irons in the fire,
yeah.
but it's coming together. And
sick.
I want it to like have a narrative and a story. So it's like, yeah, this first track is just a taste really of what's to come. I mean, I reckon maybe I'm hoping like early next year, like March.
That's exciting. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So we've got enough time to enjoy this track, and I'm sure you're going to pop some more,
yeah, a couple
singles
more singles
down.
Yeah, yeah,
exciting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Before you go, I want to play a little game with you. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
You're going to have to answer
on dicks.
Dicks.
Okay.
Everyone always asks that.
Yeah,
I'm like, no,
yeah.
it's dicks. It's
okay,
what you.
Yeah.
It's what you're hoping it's not.
Okay. Yeah.
And in this game, I stick you on a desert island. You're going to have to answer on behalf of Phantom Runners.
Mm-hmm.
You're sticking you on this island, and it's the worst track you could imagine being stuck on the island with. So, Adam, what would be Phantom Runner's Desert Island Dick?
It would have to be some like Euro thing, like you know, like a yoy 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 or something, like just repetitive and really like a drill in your head.
You kind of made me think of Eurotrash, then, that amazing
Euro.
Program on Channel 5. So
yeah.
basically, any of the soundtrack from that program.
Yeah, basically anything
from the 90s.
Or like some weird dark acid. House track
Ooh,
from the
yeah.
80s, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
like Where's Your Child or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, some kind of deep, like you get lost in it and then you may die at the end if you
yeah,
carry on
yeah,
listening to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Please introduce your new single for us.
This is called First Time, and it's out now to stream, so, you know, get on that. Yeah, enjoy.
Big up. Thanks, Adam. Cheers.
Cheers.
You want the buzz to feel just like in game. The first time, just like in game. The first time I saw a change. Something in your eyes. Could it be a star? Without it, could it be a star? Without it.
Never. Faking it, I know you only love me 'cause, girl, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
You're telling all your friends.
Oh,
just like it did the first time.
Watching FUBAR Radio, and I'm joined by producer duo Sticky Blood, not Sticky Bum Cracks, as they just told me a second ago. We're here to talk about Oh My Days featuring Frisco, your brand new single. So sick. I'm absolutely loving it. Love Boy Better Knows Frisco's on it. It's obviously going to be a massive banger. Tell us a bit about how it sort of came about. How did you guys work Frisco, and how did you guys get on this one?
I'll take you half of the journey. I'll let Jamie.
That's nice.
Jamie can take you the rest of the way.
That's so very sweet.
I'll be the conductor. You can be the driver. So this is how it's.
This is lovely.
Have you got your tickets, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we were in the studio working with Terry Walker.
Yeah.
Legendary soul singer, UK annoyance. She just came up to our studio for a couple of days, like she does, and we were working, we were playing her some tracks, and she said, oh, you should get Frisco to come up. I'm a good friend of his. So she rang him, and I think he literally just got on a train.
Really?
That day. Was it that day?
Yeah, it was.
Pretty much that day, or the next morning. Came to Sheffield, we played him some stuff, he picked some stuff, he rapped on some stuff. And at this point...
as easy as that.
Well, kind of. But now I'm going to pass you over to the driver of this song.
Drive carefully.
Yeah.
You're alright.
Yeah, so the beat is one that existed for a while. It's something that we collaborated on with Jai-K. Did I say that sentence right? Collaborated with Jai-K on.
Jai-K.
And I don't know, it was a beat that we came up with that everyone always liked, but it never found a home for about a year and a half. And then I don't know, we played through some stuff. Like, Frisco vocaled a few things, wrote stuff for a few bits, but that's the one that, like, went all the way.
Yeah.
And then we even lived with that version for a while. We had that for a while. And then we were just listening back to through some of our stuff, like, thinking what... I don't know, just exploring what we'd done. And we was like, oh, yeah, we actually need to get this one out. And then we just made all that happen. Went and shot the video ourselves. Did it all. And that's it. And then it came out, and we were here.
And now I'm here. And that's
exactly.
That's incredibly exciting. Not that I'm here.
Songs are like...
Not that me.
Songs are like dragons that need slaying.
Quote and a half?
Yeah,
did you think of that before you came here?
No,
was that
I
just
didn't.
That
was just off top.
You can use that all the time now.
Like, I'm going to elaborate on that now by saying many bastards tried to slay that huge dragon.
Yeah, it was.
But Frisco was the only bastard that could slay it.
Frisco, you clever bastard.
Clever bastard. Yeah, there you go.
What was it like working with... Because obviously you're both producers.
Yeah.
What was it like working with Jai-K, another producer, on the same track? Did you feel like that was like the natural thing to happen, or did you deliberately go out and go, we want to work with, you know, more producers?
Well, he's a personal friend of mine anyway. He was doing his own thing, like, in the trap world, like, he's really doing that, and I've done stuff in that world with him. So the collaboration, like, I've collaborated with him loads of times anyway, like, so it was pretty natural, and it was just one of them things. We didn't think, oh, let's get him in and then try and get it to there. It was literally, let's get together and do some music. Mm-hmm. And that came about, and then it just, like, again, never found home until the stars aligned. But yeah, it was just natural. It wasn't something we went looking for.
And in terms of, obviously, a lot of your tracks involve feature artists. Mm-hmm. Who would you say would be Sticky Blood's, like, ideal feature artist? Who's the dream, like, dead or alive, that you could get on a track? Over to you.
Thank you. I will be realistic and not stupid about this.
You can be stupid. I'm stupid okay. all the time.
Oh, you're on the spot there. Dream.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's probably you.
Yeah, I thought it would be me.
Yeah.
It's probably God, that's you. So funny. I came
it's
here thinking
really
it's
really weird.
Yeah.
Actually.
We're just in the same
you
mind.
You are the one that asked that question.
Weird.
And you are the answer.
That is the world showing us something, isn't it?
The name of the track. You are the answer.
You are the answer. So off you go. Chorus.
You are the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. That's worse.
Bastard.
Yeah, and send that over to us and yeah. we'll make that into the
okay,
chorus.
Okay, so just can we get the audio from that, guys,
yeah.
so we can send it?
Yeah,
wicked. Perfect. But other than me, if you could pick anybody else in the world, who would it be? Remember, they can be dead or alive. Either or.
This question makes me feel like you want me to say someone who's dead.
No, I want you to say someone who's alive now you said that.
All right. Elvis.
He might be dead. Ah, he might be alive.
See what I did there.
Very clever. Could have also said Paul McCartney, who might be dead,
or
might
Sting.
Be alive. I think Sting's alive.
His career is gone.
Oh, you heard it here first. Sticky Blood thinks Sting's dead. Not in a physical way.
Yeah, Mike.
But he did write a six. Well, his Police were really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Police were.
I feel awful now.
Sting, if you're watching.
But he did a
he
song that Johnny Cash covered called I Hung My Head.
Yeah.
Instead of singing it, Johnny Cash just went, I hung my head.
That's got quite a lot of Johnny Cash's songs.
Yeah.
Do,
yeah.
Vibe. That's
I'll
the vibe.
I'll do a cover version. I hung my head.
There you go.
I'll forget the
message.
Sorry, are you a Johnny Cash impersonator on the side of Sticky Blood?
He does Elvis and...
Breakthrough.
Elvis and Johnny Cash.
I've used with a couple of agencies, but...
Yeah, that's what he's growing his hair for.
Ooh.
I'm in the awkward
Oh, that
stage.
Was a really weird noise I just made. I apologise for that. Right, boys, back to Oh My Days. Obviously, the track's out now, available to download and
available.
Buy from
iTunes.
We had
some issues, but it's back up.
And you can stream it. You can get it everywhere.
Stream it.
You've also released quite a few singles in 2016. It's been a busy year for you. But what is coming next? Are we getting... Is there another EP coming? Is there an album in the works? What's the plan for Sticky
Blood?
There
is an EP coming. There is an instrumental EP coming.
Ooh.
A grime instrumental EP.
I'm looking forward to that vibe.
Yeah, it's not the most exciting thing to be announcing because we're gonna do that.
Don't
more
say
regular.
That. No, I'm excited.
Fuck's sake, man!
You bastard!
Don't excite me as much. Well, in fact, yeah, it does.
You excited?
Heard it here first. Thought
it
wasn't
might,
excited.
It might not be exciting, but it is. No.
I know what you mean. I understand what you're saying.
We're song people. Do you know what I mean? So to put beats out feels like we're not fully doing.
Our job,
yeah. But like, we know that it's a good thing to do, and we love doing that as well. Anyway, but
and then after that, maybe would you guys consider working on an album?
Yeah, but I just feel like there's a few more hurdles to leap.
I think you're leaving it there.
Wise
yeah.
words.
I think you're leaving it. Stop there.
Wise words.
Look at that stare. It's a glare.
On that note
that
of hurdles.
No.
I'm going to ask you a question completely separate to that,
okay.
that has nothing to do with hurdles.
Okay.
Live shows.
Yeah.
Is that on the cards for you guys?
No.
Not at all?
It could always
be.
Because
you DJ anyway, don't you?
We both DJ, yeah. But...
Not live shows.
We kind of do shows, but it's basically us DJing and people coming on and
sick.
Singing.
Well, that's basically live.
I know, but it's just...
I think it's the idea for what would make a cool live show. If the
if
idea
it came
for a cool
to you,
live show,
for...
yeah, like we're not going to search around. We tried forcing it before. Like we've had drum pads out, we've had live drums and keyboards, and it just felt like we were looking at each other, thinking, "Do we really want to be just up and down country lugging this about?"
Yeah.
For what? Like it don't feel like it's the time to do that. I feel, and plus we like studio rats anyway, so like that's the more rats. Went with rats.
Jamie's a rat, okay? Jamie's
you
a studio.
Studio rats.
I'm a studio. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Hero
rats.
Studio rats.
Yeah, that's it. Well, cool. That's it. It's the new program.
No, I kind of really appreciate that.
Biker rats
that,
from,
you know?
Mars. Biker rats from the studio. From the studio.
From the studio to the rat.
Yeah.
I kind of really appreciate you guys actually being honest about that and saying, do you know what? We don't want to make something that we feel is going to be shit.
But that's the thing is, a lot of people are willing to do things because they think they should do them.
Yeah.
When actually, if they took a step back and saw what they were doing, they would say, that's shit.
Have you got any examples of people like that?
I've got loads. No, I haven't. I don't actually know any, no.
No. No. We could, but we won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it after.
We've probably done it. It's from experience, isn't it? Like, we've probably, in the studio, it might not have left the studio, but we might have been like, oh, this is a really good idea. Done it and been like, oh, what a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So surely other musicians are doing it and just lying about it.
And obviously, you're going into grime at a time that's grime is the rise of...
Well, I think that's the verse to the chorus.
With the rise of grime.
Yeah.
Crime, dime, sime.
Sime?
It's not a word, Sam.
No, it's not.
Okay, so start again, Harriet. Sorry, too busy making rhymes and not asking questions. You've obviously, in the world of grime, while it's going up, it's getting massive, loads of important artists at the moment. Is there anyone in the grime world that you guys would recommend that our listeners get attached to, start listening to, that maybe they haven't heard about yet?
There's a strong scene in Sheffield. I hate the word scene. I hate that word. It's a bit like...
I think you seem like you hate the word scene.
Are
you in a scene?
Oh, up there. They're really trying.
Scene is in. Don't really like...
You're trying your absolute best, aren't you?
I'm joking.
I'm trying.
Trying.
However, the scene...
There's a scene. Same in London, though. Scene in London,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, but it's a shit word,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But there is something bubbling... That is about to overboil. It's not
overboil. We are coming out with some.
I don't think it's overboil.
Phrases today.
I think it's boil over.
Yeah, I think boil over sounds better.
Yeah, and makes more sense.
Overboil sounds like it's going to be messed up, whereas boil
overboil is like, oh, don't overboil
Whoa, everyone take notice. It's boiling or bubbling over.
Yeah, that's right. Bubbling over. Bubbling there, you got
over.
It. You've got it.
Bubbling
so what's
over?
Bubbling over?
I don't know. No.
Artists in Sheffield that you think are bubbling over.
Yeah, there's everyone we work with.
Tell us some names.
L Diz.
Sick.
Not Elvis. L D I double Z.
Different person from Elvis, yeah?
A bit different from Elvis.
Slightly different.
But could be as big, you never know. You
Sick.
Don't know what could happen.
Well, we'll make sure everyone checks them out.
Jamie? Yeah.
Just everyone. Just like
everyone in the world, you should check it out. You heard it here first.
I don't know. Every single person in the world. No.
No, but also from your back catalogue, the people you guys have worked with and you know, the artists.
Yeah, LDiz has got a mixtape coming out. Smiley's got music coming out. Obviously, you all know about Coco, I'm assuming. Anyone who's thingy. But there's more. Shinobi, like Mike. There's loads of them. All doing a lot of stuff right now, and we're just trying to keep that movement moving. Strong.
Producer-wise, Ethan Ryan, great producer from Sheffield. Yeah,
Sheffield seems like it's hot right now.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's bubbling over, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bubbling everywhere. Bubbly, bubbly. Yeah. Do you like... Because obviously you were in the Arctic Monkeys. And you're in the Arctic Munchkins! You were in the Arctic Munchkins.
Munchkins, yeah.
You're in the Arctic Monkeys.
Munchkins.
You've taken part in bands, Reverend the Makers. You're working with those guys. Is this life very vastly different? You know, making music in this realm, is it much different from what you're used to?
Really. Yeah and no. I mean, Jamie's from a band background as well. So like, we were both like, grew up, let's say, in practice rooms where we're like, right, we are four people. We're gonna learn this song. We're gonna play it. But now we sit in a studio looking at a computer, playing things and going, oh, that sounds good. No, it don't. Delete. Rather than being in a room.
But it's still the same. You enjoy it. Do you enjoy it as much? Is there the same?
My favorite thing about being in bands and things was always studio time anyway, and crafting something from the ground up to become something that otherwise is just momentary. It becomes something that's there to listen to over and over again, and that was something that I was always like really into anyway, so I think it feels better to me. Like it's what I like about music.
Yeah, do you feel like you've just sort of progressed into
yeah.
this?
Yeah. And I think, like, we're not whippersnappers no more. Do you know what I mean? We're not going to sell tickets based on his
looks.
As looks, yeah. Like.
Guys, don't undersell yourselves.
No, but I mean, well, it's not even that. Try
listen,
and be modest.
Listen.
We try to be modest.
I am the shit.
Listen, we're beautiful people.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't know why I'm bringing me into it.
No, well, we are. Well, you've got a single coming out.
Yeah, with these guys. Yeah. It's going to be, I can't remember what it's called, but it's going to be bubbling over like you've never heard of bubbles.
Yeah.
Well, I'm absolutely loving the track and I really want to keep listening. Also,
keep listening.
I'm going to.
Put it on YouTube and just let it cycle around and get them views right.
Oh, my
like
days,
that.
I'll do that. Yeah, see what I did there. Yeah. See what I did there.
Like a bot to do it. We'll even transfer you the money. Just keep it on the hush. Get us a bit more.
Or I could
royalties.
Just keep playing it on the radio. That would be good too, wouldn't
it? Yeah, of course. That's PRS.
We actually.
You play PRS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to it today in my flat, and all my flatmates were like, what is this?
How many people do you live with?
Two.
Oh. So
that's
all
a
of
lot
them.
Of people.
Both of them.
Okay, fine. Both of them. You ruined it by, like, shattering the illusion.
But the thing is, you have to be realistic.
No. Yeah, but they both hadn't heard the track, and they both went, what is this? This is amazing. Yeah.
No, good. That's nice. Thank you. What are the names?
It's a straight up
Jack
banger.
Jack and Hillary.
Sam and James.
Sham.
They like it.
Sham.
We like it.
My name's Sham. My name's James.
Before we go,
Sam and James,
I think you might like my game. This is a game I play on my radio show on FUBAR Radio. This is called Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
And in this game, I ask you guys.
Sounds painful.
Yes, and it's going to get really painful in a second for Sticky Blood because I'm going to ask you to go to a desert island. I'm going to send you there.
All right.
And I'm going to leave you with one song that you're going to listen to for the rest of your life on this desert island. And I need it to be the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck there with.
Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
Straight out of the park.
I've got a story about that.
Please.
I was once on a flight from Seattle to Japan and I dared myself to only listen to that song.
You dared
on
yourself?
On a 14-hour flight. So if I want to listen to music, I had to listen to that song. No other song.
And you did that.
I didn't listen to it non-stop.
So you thought,
but I probably had a good 3 hours, 4 hours of that, just that song.
Phil Collins would be so proud of you.
Yeah.
Slash a bit scared, maybe.
But I'm not even a Phil Collins fan. That's what's funny about it.
I mean, who isn't a Phil Collins fan? How can you not be a Phil Collins fan?
Well, I'm not.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you so much, boys, for coming to my chat with me.
What about
it? No, it's on behalf of Sticky Blood.
Oh, cool. I mean, I don't mind Phil Collins. Big up, Phil.
Sometimes I don't mind not listening to anything.
You don't mind not listening to anything?
Yeah, do you know what that means?
No, I don't know why I don't know that.
Well, what I think I mean when I say that is... Sometimes I don't listen to anything.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, but I'm forcing you to listen to something that you're going to hate the rest of your life.
I do often drive from Sheffield to London
and listen
on
to
my
Collins.
Own and don't listen to anything.
Really?
I don't even have the radio on.
Well, you do spend your life listening
to
music.
And my answer to that is why? Every time. We've spoke about this so many times. Like, I don't always listen to music. Sometimes I'll listen to stuff.
I listen
like
to speaking.
Yeah,
I
love speaking when I'm driving.
Yeah, he does this.
It's very calming.
It is. It's like, I was saying it to him yesterday. It's like an extension of what he's doing because you're thinking...
Wait a minute.
Yes, that is exactly what
That's
it is.
That's what it is, isn't it?
But like, you both turn your nose up what I do and I only just listen
to
my own thoughts.
We weren't turning our nose up.
I don't know.
I was more to like...
There was a bit of foobar going on. There was definitely a foobar going on.
Foobar.
Foobar.
Yeah.
What does foobar mean?
It means fucked up beyond all recognition.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
That's what
does
it kind of means, but that's
Yeah.
What...
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I like that you didn't believe me.
No, I like it.
It's
just trying to make sure it's real. Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Just like this. Thank you so much to you guys for coming to have a chat with me.
Well, you came to us.
I did come to you. I don't know why I said that.
We would have come to you.
Anymore.
Where is your station?
In Caledonian Road.
Is that near Enfield?
No.
Where is it?
It wouldn't have made a difference for us.
North London.
Islington. I don't know London at all.
It's like 10 minutes from here.
Oh, well, we should
so
have.
We're
why
fine.
Did, why didn't we just down?
Because we like you and we wanted to come to you.
Or maybe we weren't invited.
No, that's not true.
Is it not a very big
Your
studio?
Your open invite. You, Phil Collins, anyone else you want to bring?
All right. Well, guess
Frisco.
What? Next time we're in London, we might come
Please
by.
Come and we can have way more fun.
All right.
Like half an hour's length of fun.
Half an hour's...
Even an hour if you want an hour.
Is it pre-recorded or is it live?
Live as you like.
An hour of live. An hour live fun.
Yeah.
Uncensored live.
Uncensored fuck shit live.
Oh, sick. Fucking sick.
Fucking yes. Yeah. Fucking gin and tonic.
Yeah, we'll come next time. We'll bring a laptop. We'll make music live.
We'll do a Sticky
Blood
live session.
You can do a song live.
Oh my God, I'll do a live session.
That can happen, can't it?
I'll do a Sticky
like
Blood
that.
Live session with my brand new single.
I love shit like that.
I love shit, fuck shit. Oh My Days featuring Frisco is out now. Sticky Blood, thank you so much for coming to chat with us at Fubar Radio.
Thank you for coming to us.
The ultimate pleasure. Did I say it again?
You said it again.
Well, maybe I'm making the illusion that you've come to
and
me.
And is that on every card? Because I've been looking at this.
Fubar.
You've got one card, I see, but with notes the right size of the card.
Because we didn't have any sticky tape.
Sticky.
Sticky.
We've got a tag on our song.
I've already heard it.
What does it do?
It goes... It's like the sticky. Yeah, it's like right at the beginning and it goes sticky, like an echo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
So where we got that from?
Well, we can, but
yes, please.
Oh, you want to hear it now?
Yes,
I just
please.
Thought you was trying to wrap.
We can save it until if you're wrapping up, we can come.
No,
in
we're not wrapping up. Okay. I want to hear where sticky buddy.
If you go, if you search Sticky Buddy on YouTube, there's like this parody. We was looking
I would
for
be
things
scared
that said
to
sticky.
Search.
No,
oh, no, it's good. It's good.
There's a lot of swearing in it.
Oh, okay.
Unnecessary swearing, yeah. And it's like this advert for, you know, them things that you roll on to get cat hair off and stuff.
Sticky,
it's like that, but someone's done like their own voiceover to it. And he says sticky a lot. So we just sampled every sticky and picked our favourite sticky.
That's like my favourite kind of ways of making music, where you just do silly shit like that.
We do it all the time.
That is probably 34% of how we make our music.
34% is a healthy percentage of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I search on YouTube, man shouting in Subway, and just like...
We once made a song of a homeless man. That sounds... I feel like I should have done that in a Johnny Cash voice.
Yeah, we once made a song.
Once made a song of a homeless man.
Oh my God, that was really good. Yeah, that was actually so good.
Isn't it? That put mine to shame.
Homeless man.
I feel like you were waiting to show us your Johnny Cash.
Well,
you
know. Yeah, it was. I've overdone it.
Anyway, tell me about the homeless man song.
Well, he was singing. It was just a homeless guy singing, and we sampled it, and it sounded great.
Sick.
And we made the song. We called the song "Happy Birthday." I don't know why.
My birthday.
Because it was birthday. See, the thing is, songs get named the most ridiculous thing. I once had a sore throat for about 4 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we had songs called Throat Neck, Throat Spray.
Sore neck.
Sore neck.
I bet you had a lot of throat spray in those 4 months.
Well, yeah.
He's figured out a way how to film down his throat with his iPhone. Like, and it's insane.
I even went to the doctors.
Hear that, Apple?
I even went to the doctors and I showed him my photo of my vocal cords and the doctor said he'd never seen a better photo of vocal cords.
It's because it was the iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah. Well, no.
No,
whoa,
not the Plus.
Whoa,
no, that would be...
No, you can handle that.
I mean...
Hey, said Ian.
Well,
yes. Said
Ian. Oh, God, I don't even know where to go with this now.
Fuck you, no.
Deep-throating an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, boys, for coming to have a chat with us. It has been amazing. Sticky Blood, Fubar Radio.
I thought you were going to shit my annual. thank you
very much. Thank you. Can you introduce your brand new single for us, please?
Jamie can do it.
Do it.
We're Sticky Blood, and this is All My Days featuring Frisco and Jai K.
Yeah.
Chris, I run the road, no road runner. Course we had the ting locked down for the whole summer. She look Chris, I might have to tuck her. I give her the pipe, but I'm no plumber. Came up in the jungle, so I move savage. Big skeng that would do damage. Way too much for you and your crew to manage. When I come true, I smoke my victory spliff when I done you. Oh Lord, if you ain't no boss, I don't even wanna chat. Oh gosh, couple niggas had a little shine that passed. Me, I'm still here, cause the brew must last. Yes. It's still way better, no forever. You thought we was gonna stop, you should've known better. Wherever Trevor go, get the yeah, my flow's better. Frisco make a pop, stop, no, never.
Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success for the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage. Straight shelling, come through in some Air Max and straight denim. If they don't like me, fuck a man, I ain't breading. Them man are scheming on the slide, them man, they ain't my brethren. So who want test a dandada? Man's bad, my brother, just don't bother. Man's a ransom, no shutters, no robbers. So anything is anything, oh my word. Gunshot, I fly like bird. If a guy by a lay on the curb, fuck what you heard, fuck a drone or fuck a tempo. Where I come from, it's going off like Soweto. Nowadays it's the feds killing. Corrupt fed for dead and the judge for dead with him. I'm off the ends but I'm still in the ends chilling. Now let's toast to the facts, me and my friends winning. Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success for the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage. That's your rage. Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success for the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm joined by Kid Buki in the studio right now. He's just dropped Premonition from his mixtape, You'll Rate Me When I'm Dead. What is up? How's it going?
Kid Buki is in the building.
How's it going? How's things?
Kid Buki doesn't exist. But with things, they're great, my love. How are they? How are you, Harriet?
I pronounced your name wrong.
Yes, you did.
But I was told it was Kid Buki.
Whoever told you needs to die.
Shall I kill them?
Yes.
Sorry, Kid Buki.
Thank you.
How's things? I fucking love Premonition.
I fucking love that. You love fucking love it. I love this all fucking ready.
Yes, you like talking and saying fuck and things like that.
Yes, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Talk me through this track because it's got, you know, there's a lot of people on it. Dot Rotten's on it, Nassan's on it, Christie's features on it as well, doing some sing-a-linging.
He does do some sing-a-linging.
It's, you're a collaborator anyway, aren't you? You like to collaborate with people across the board. But
yes.
What made you collaborate with these guys on this one?
Well, if you know who I am, you'll know that me and Dot Rotten have been working for around 10 years. He first brought me on Westwoods when I was young. birthed me into this game. Basically, he's... I'm his sperm. No, I'm joking.
He's his like, sperm.
No, because you know, to say I'm his sperm is like, oh, now you're like, you're my forefather. Yeah. But you're not my forefather. You're just my dog. But yeah, he brought me into the game. So we've been working around for like 10 years now. Nassan, I wouldn't have met him if it wasn't through Conniver of D12. So big up to you. Sick. And Christy, I wouldn't have met him if I didn't sell him weed when I first met him.
Amazing. That's the best story. Yeah. That's the best one of the
three. He was in the house and someone was like, bro, I need you to bring a drawer to this yard. So I was like, of course I'm going to bring a drawer to this yard. I need this £20. So I was like, I got there and it was a guitar there. And when I see a guitar, I pick it up and start playing it like a woman's vagina. So it was like,
whoa,
I did that. And then
I like that anecdote.
I did that.
And then you made some music together.
Nah, I looked at him and his voice, he started singing. I was like, you fucking angel.
He's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, but that's just one record. All of them are like him alone, him away from me. His spectrum is wide. You know, yeah, like as the spectrum, we can only see so far and so many colours. He's like beyond the spectrum of what we don't get to see. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're on magic mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah, I you can sort of see that in his, because he's, a lot of men can't have the range, because even in your track, he's got like he's ranging high.
Yeah, his harmonies are dope. Like we, yeah, like we sing a lot together. Like we quite harmonious together. We are.
Tell me a bit more about the mixtape.
I shall.
What does this mean to you? 8 tracks. It got premiered via MTV UK.
Yes.
You can find it on their SoundCloud right now.
You fucking can.
Talk me through the process of how you made this one.
Well, I had just moved into a new flat, and it was like my new creative space. I like humble abodes that allow me to work, effortlessly, and that was quite a comfortable place to do that.
Yeah.
So I then thought, you know what? What would it be like if I died right now? So I took a speedball of heroin and coke and survived it, and I was like, fuck, no one's going to worry about me. So I was like, nah. I thought to myself, you know what? One thing I enjoy about music is there's no limit.
Yeah.
There's no limit as a man.
You can go anywhere with it.
I can put my dick out, I can tuck it in, I can do anything I want. And that's what I feel like music's like, tucking your dick in and out of your legs. And it's like, freedom, that's what I mean, freedom. So it's like, you know, I like to blur lines. I like to distort stuff, and that's why I like, I thought, you know what, let me make this body of work that has like R&B, hip-hop, fucking skits at the end doing church, and, oh, because you haven't heard it, I ain't giving it to you away. But you need to hear it, because the last one's jokes. It's funny, you'll like it, it's like a church skit. Go to church! Go to church!
I'm going to take like an hour and just listen to it.
I would love you to do that. It's about 35 minutes.
But that's what I mean. Listen to it a couple of times, because I think you need to. Because as I was saying to you earlier today, I only got the chance to listen to the first couple of songs. But it's one of those things I want to sit and concentrate on. Yes. Because we've had we've had 7 guests on today's show.
You have?
So the music is so on point in the UK right now. I'm absolutely buzzing for it.
I love that.
What artists are you buzzing for right now in the industry? Is there anyone that you're like loving listening to alongside yourself? Of course.
Who tickles my banjo string?
You've got the best phrases ever. Yeah, that's draw a line underneath that. That is like a quote there.
Who does tickle my banjo string? Who makes me shoot my load on a great white wall? I'm not sure. I'm very in a cave. I'm like Batman without the money.
Stop it. I can't bear all these. They're too good. This is too good. It's too good.
Once I start running, I don't stop. Like fucking, what's his name? Forrest Gump. So it's like, you know, I am like I said, I'm like Batman without the millions and billions in a cave without no servant to help me. So I don't get out much. I do. Like, obviously, I come out something like, I'm here. But it's like, I don't get to, I'm ill, by the way. I don't get to, I'm very boxed off.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I know it kind of sounds ignorant, but I hear things. I do search things on the YouTube and the Google. I do have access to the internet. But I'm very like, I don't know where to go for new music. I'm either listening to a radio, or sometimes like, cool, I'm on the radio today, let me listen. And I'll hear new songs. I'm like, oh, fuck, that was dope. But away from that, I don't really know. I couldn't even tell you what, like, I only recently found out what 6-7 was. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard though when you're a musician.
Work to the fucking curb.
He's working on stuff and putting music out. It's hard to sort of be around everything else at the same time. But I guess the guys you work with, you must...
Yeah, because they all are in positions that I get to have to see other things. So if I'm with Leisha, she might know an artist that I didn't know, and then I hear the music, I'm like, oh, fuck, you was cool. Let me go home and research your fucking ass.
She's incredible.
Literally, just
their
ass, just a picture of their ass. That's what I just researched, just their ass picture. Like, oh, that's a great ass.
I spend a lot of time doing that, actually.
Well, you know, I like watching violent porn, but let's not talk about that.
tell me what's up next for you, because obviously you dropped the mixtape now. Are you going to be doing some live shows? Is there live shows coming up? Is there more music coming out? What's happening next?
Yeah, there's like hella new music coming. Like, I've put a lot more of my rock influence into my new stuff.
Yeah, because you grew up listening to, I read somewhere you grew up listening to like Slipknot and stuff like that.
I still do listen to Slipknot. Iowa fucking... the subliminal verses, like, I ain't ever stopping listening to Slipknot. Oh, they are my few. My dream of getting married is having a fucking rock band going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And whilst they're like, it's like, it's all off key. I was like, oh, this is my wedding. I didn't know where am I? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my kind of dream. It's not my dream, but like, it's one of the
things. It's one of the dreams.
One of the realities I shall put into the ether.
Well, maybe Slipknot, if you're listening.
Please come to my fucking wedding, please.
That would be so sick.
I'd like that.
So yeah, are you going to be hitting anywhere live that we can come and check you out soon?
Yes. Yes. I have to check my email.
We can tweet it out. You can let us know and we'll tweet it out on the FUBAR radio.
What lovely etiquette you lot carry in this fucking building. When I walked up the stairs, I thought, you know what? This building carries life. And then I walked in and I saw humans. I was like, I was right.
There's humans in here.
There's humans. There's life.
We
it's
are
like
alive
growing.
On FUBAR radio.
It's like fucking plants and roots and what that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Quick question before you go. I've got a special game that I play. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
All right, then. What is that? Just a desert island full of dicks? Like, what is it?
Yeah. And I'm taking you there. No, it's a game where I send you to a desert island,
yeah.
And I ask you to pick the worst possible song you could be stuck with
all
on
right.
this desert island. So what would Kid Bookie's Desert Island Dick be?
Like, if I had an iPod full of shit tunes that I thought, I hate these tunes, and someone did it for me, like, because they knew I was going to this island, and it's like self-talk.
This is literally what I'm doing for you. Like, I'm sending you there and I'm ruining your life.
Have I got, like, just one tune?
One song that is
and
like...
And you put it on there, like, yeah, I know he hates this tune. I'm like,
it's like I've put it on a sound system that's broken. It will not ever stop.
Oh, Harriet, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a massive motherfucker.
Yeah, we all like enjoying that. I'd probably die to Scorch's lip-sync thing. I think that is a terrible song, and I'm not really sorry, but it's just music, right? I'm sure him as a human being is a great motherfucker.
That's what everyone always says that at the end of what? Saying I hate this person's song. No.
Musically, no, because I always have to do this to my friend. I hate my friends sometimes, but I love their music.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
I differentiate between he's not my dog. So we've done festivals and shit together, but I don't like that tune. And if I had to have that song on repeat on a friggin' island, I don't even think I'd have to kill myself. I would be dying inside. You know what I'm saying? And like the just me bringing that negative attitude and energy towards me from Lixington, I would just die. Like, I'll physically cease to exist because I have killed myself via this tune.
You know that is a bad song if ever I heard one then. I can't imagine
Stop making Lixington, for fuck's sake!
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. We're going to play Premonition in a second. So can you introduce it for us?
Hey, it's Kid Bookie, and you're locked into FUBAR Radio with Harriet, with a producer, Nat. So, this is Premonition, and it features Dot Run, Nassan, and Christy. If you haven't bought this, buy it right now so I can go get some friggin' lunch.
Yes!
Fuck's sake, man.
I'm coming of age. Remaining a people that rhyming, I suddenly falling for pussy for all these women becoming a slave.
It's mad, mad.
Steadily pace and the manifest force to bring with the future I rapidly taught today.
It's sad, it's sad.
Cause some of the friends I was riding from younger deciding I'm done and I'm plotting my grave and ways.
Oh man, oh man.
I'm telling the truth, is there anyone true? I can't really consume with a friend that we truly bred.
Basil Nickelback, I need all my pennies. Yeah. Sooner run London, ain't even walk the city. Tend to find that offended, find me with simmies.
automatics, you niggas pussy, not even kidding. I got a feeling Kiana might leave me for drama. Some other nigga with commas is coming. I come up on time and this time with Kiana, don't love me, I see all the signs. I got a feeling the feelings I'm feeling extend from the niggas who feeling the feeling. They feeling positions I'm giving this giving you niggas is not gonna get it. I don't get it, you ain't get it, never got it. Force a pocket, look inside the oxytoxin. Ice veins, numbing pain, keep it sane, escape the feeling, force a pocket. Pack the pocket, pack the most inside the most of purple poses, slow and process. Yeah, most of the times, feeling like I'm hopeless, honest. I feel the tension, no one for these conditions. Times I think suicidal titles make it hard decisions. Articulate the vision, stuck in the wrong position. Doubt the feelings I'm feeling, titled as premonition.
From the beginning, I know I ain't tripping. From the dang I'm smoking or I'm not sipping. You mix that with VI and you know that I'm missing. Trying to stay clear, off the things that blind my vision. And no bus could ever make a man aboard the mission. But with love, yeah, we have a spinning.
I have a story to tell, I'ma make it known. I knew I was cursed with a shame and spoke. And I woke up in the strangest cloak and my face was old. Black skin in basic clothes with many hopes of obtaining gold. And these dreams all seemed up in the air like a sprayed cologne. I've been waiting for these monsters to slay me. My mind and heart were set on departing from slavery. It's crazy cause now that my chains are broke, I'll be ready to take the globe. It's Game of Thrones, I was lost but I made it home. They wouldn't be dead, decaying bones, but how could you cage a ghost? Any enemy next to me is in a danger soul. I slaughter a bunny rabbit but save a crow insane. I'm so dynamite to your lady's skull and watch your brain explode. The sauces you gave me blows, I leave her with naked toes. Don't put your faith in hoes. All I ever receive from this music is fame and foes. The knowledge of where Satan rolls and the incentive to break the mold. I've been how I rap a knife around a pagan's throat for aiming slow. It's murder and cold black love after the case is closed.
From the beginning, I know I ain't tripping. From the dang I'm smoking, I'm not sipping. You mix that with me, yeah, and you know that I'm missing. Trying to stay clear, off the things about my vision. And no bus could ever make a man aboard the mission. But with love, yeah, we have a chance. Spinning, I won't stop until I won't.
Save,